What are NASA's missions to Mars all about? Are they merely on a quest of scientific discovery? Or do they have a not-so-well-hidden agenda? Find out what's really motivating the American Space Agency on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
As a small boy, I keenly watched all the special programs that I could on BBC television. I clearly remember one of the BBC experts signing off the Apollo 17 broadcast by telling us that NASA would certainly have people on Mars before 1990. I waited eagerly, but it never happened. Perhaps the development of the Mars rovers has helped somewhat. I love the photographs from the surface of Mars, and I love the idea of discovery purely for the sake of discovery. I don't think there needs to be any political justification for finding out as much as we can about the Red Planet. Of course, that position is slightly naive. There is no question that NASA is not carrying out voyages of discovery for the sake of pure discovery. There is an agenda. And that agenda is to emulate David Bowie by finding life on Mars. One rover called Curiosity has recently reported pictures of sedimentary rocks with halos of silica. One possible and likely mechanism for the production of these halos is the action of water. It is interesting to think that water may have shaped large parts of the surface of Mars. However, matters being what they are, the inference is being made, as it has been so many times before, that the existence of water on Mars is possible evidence for life. This is not the case. Life requires water, of that there is no doubt, but water does not imply life. It is the Earth only that God has caused to be inhabited.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.